Hey, glad you're here. Today we're making Cajun chicken pasta in the Ninja Possible Cooker. And let me tell you, this one is kind of special. Creamy, spicy, smoky, and it all happens in one pot. You get these beautiful seared chicken pieces, perfectly braised rigatoni that clings to every ridge, and a sauce that genuinely tastes like something from an upscale kitchen. But it takes about 45 minutes and almost zero effort, which is the whole point. Okay, so here's the deal. The Ninja Possible Cooker handles pasta differently than your regular pot on the stove. Instead of boiling the noodles separately and then adding sauce, you braise the rigatoni right in the liquid. That means the starch from the pasta thickens the sauce naturally as it cooks, turning what would be a simple cream and broth base into this rich, velvety glaze that clings to every piece. It is genuinely better than the stovetop version. So here's how you do it. Season your diced chicken breast with Cajun seasoning, garlic powder, smoked paprika, salt, and black pepper. Do not be shy with the seasoning. Get every piece coated. Set your Ninja Possible Cooker to sauté on high, add some olive oil and butter, and once that butter is frothy and dancing, toss in the chicken. Sear it for 3 to 5 minutes until you see those golden brown edges. That sear is flavor. Do not skip it. Now stir in your minced garlic and red pepper flakes and let that go for about a minute until your kitchen smells ridiculous. Then pour in your chicken broth and scrape up all those brown bits from the bottom of the pot. That fond, those brown bits, that is liquid gold right there. It is where a lot of the flavor lives. Next, add your can of diced tomatoes with green chilies, undrained, keep all that liquid, and your half and half. Keep it on saute high until it reaches a rolling boil. Then stir in your dry rigatoni, switch to the braise function, put the lid on, and set the timer for about 25 to 30 minutes. Here's my secret, by the way. Open the lid at the 10-minute mark and stir, then again at the 20-minute mark. Rigatoni likes to stick to itself and float on top of the liquid instead of cooking evenly. Stir it, keep everything submerged, and you will be rewarded with perfectly cooked pasta instead of some mushy, clumpy mess. At 25 minutes, check if the rigatoni is tender. If it is, turn it off and stir in your Parmesan and mozzarella. Put the lid back on and let it rest for 5 minutes. That carryover time is when the sauce thickens up into that restaurant-quality silkiness. I know it looks a little loose when you first open it, but trust me, give it those 5 minutes. One more thing, if you want to swap stuff, penne or lard shells work great in place of rigatoni. And if you want even more protein, add some sliced andouille sausage. Veggie lovers, toss in some spinach right at the end during that 5-minute rest. It adds a nice pop. All right, go make this. Get the full recipe and ingredient list at cookingwithdade.com. Links in the description.